All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. There are only a few games left in the regular season in the NBA, and the race for the final two spots in the Eastern Conference are very, very intense. Now, you know, this is titled Race for the Eighth, and, you know, it's really going to be a dog chase, or a dog fight, rather, to see who gets that final spot. You look at the standings, and, of course, you have three teams in the Eastern Conference that have losing records, and they would qualify for the playoffs if the playoffs began today. You have the Milwaukee Bucks in sixth with a record of 38-40. You have the Boston Celtics and Brooklyn Nets tied with records of 36-42. And right now, the Celtics own the seventh spot, while the Nets own the eighth spot. Now you have the Indiana Pacers and Miami Heat, who are both tied with a record of 35-43. And you have the Charlotte Hornets, who are hanging on by a thread with a record of 33-45. Now, by the looks of things, the Bucks are sitting pretty in that sixth spot due to the fact that they do have a two-game cushion over both the Celtics and the Nets. And as of right now, mathematically, the Hornets cannot catch the Bucks. So that's one less team that Milwaukee has to worry about. So they are sitting pretty with four games left. But you look at the rest of the pack, and you have the Boston Celtics, who are currently in the seventh spot, and they're led by head coach Brad Stevens. And, you know, he's in his second season with the Celtics. And a lot of people were wondering, what was Stevens going to be able to do when he made the leap from the collegiate ranks at Butler to the NBA with the Boston Celtics? Of course, the Celtics still have a losing record, just like they did in their first season under Stevens. But he has rallied this bunch. They've bought into his system. And, you know, win or lose, they are basically scrapping and clawing every single night, which, you know, you saw that on a regular basis from his teams when he was in college at Butler. But you look at the acquisition late in the season of point guard Isaiah Thomas from the Phoenix Suns and the spark that he has meant to this Boston Celtics club. He is averaging nearly 20 points per game. The Celtics can still rely on Avery Bradley, Jared Sullinger, the big man who was expected to be lost for the entire season, was able to come back, and that is a shot in the arm for the Celtics coming down the stretch, along with having a couple of other big men in the front court like Brandon Bass and Kelly Olynyk. And then, you know, the production that the Celtics have gotten out of swingman Evan Turner this season, who is expected to be a free agent, an unrestricted free agent this summer. So he is looking to have a big finish for this club. Now, the Celtics currently are on a two-game winning streak, and you look at the remaining four games that they have, and this is a tough one. They have a home-and-home series with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Cleveland is looking to lock up that second slot, or they already have locked it up, rather, in the Eastern Conference. So maybe the Celtics can catch Cleveland napping and resting some of their starters. Then you go to April 14th, and the Celtics will have their final home game of the regular season when they take on the Toronto Raptors, and they finish up on tax day, April 15th, on the road in Milwaukee versus the Bucks. Now, you look at the Brooklyn Nets, and right now, they would be in the playoffs as they would be the eighth seed in the Eastern Conference, and of course, they're led by their first-year head coach, Lionel Hollins. Of course, he came to the Nets after a long run as the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. Now, the turnaround for the Nets, because they had a very bad start to the season, and luckily for them, they play in the weaker Eastern Conference. But part of the turnaround can be attributed to the emergence of big man Brook Lopez. And you look at Brook Lopez at that center position for the Nets, and he's really stepped it up. He's averaging over 17 points and 17 rebounds per contest this season, but he has really picked it up as far as late. You know, he's had a few 30-point performances coming down the stretch, and the Nets are going to need that if they are going to get into the postseason. You have Joe Johnson, who's averaging nearly 15 points per game. Thaddeus Young has been tremendous for this team. Of course, Nets general manager Billy King has always been high on Thaddeus Young. He drafted Young when King was the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers, and he was a part of the trade with the Minnesota Timberwolves earlier this season, which sent Kevin Garnett from Brooklyn to Minnesota. Deron Williams this season is averaging over 13 points and over 6 assists. And as of late, he has picked up his play, which makes me believe that he is finally bought into the system of head coach Lionel Hollins, and the two of them are on the same page. One guy that has pushed Deron Williams all season long at the point guard position has been Jarrett Jack. And I said it as soon as the Nets signed Jack last offseason that he was going to be a guy that was going to push Deron Williams. And of course, Mason Plumlee and Bojan Bogdanovic has really stepped up and provided valuable minutes for this club. Now, the Nets have won 7 out of their last 9 contests. And you look at the final 4 games of them for the season, they will host the Washington Wizards tomorrow night. They will be on the road to take on the Milwaukee Bucks this Sunday. So the Milwaukee Bucks will really have a say in who gets into the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. Then you look at next week, next Monday, they will host the Chicago Bulls. And then next Wednesday, they will close out at home versus the Orlando Magic. So there is a puncher's chance for the Brooklyn Nets to get one of those last 2 playoff spots in the East. Now you look at the Indiana Pacers. They come in with a record of 35-43. They're 1 game back for both the Celtics and the Nets. So it's right there in their grasp. And you have to give credit to head coach Frank Vogel for keeping this team together. Of course, we all witnessed the horrific leg injury that Pacers small forward Paul George suffered last summer as a member of Team USA. George has recently returned to the Pacers lineup, and he has given them a spark. Now, Indiana has won their last 3 contests, and in those games, 2 big victories over the Charlotte Hornets and Miami Heat, 2 teams that they are competing with to try to sneak into the playoffs. Now, you look at George Hill. He's been the leading scorer this season for the Pacers with nearly 16 points per game, and in 2 games back, George has averaged over 11.5 points coming off of the bench. Now, you cannot expect Paul George to be the Paul George that we have seen in the past, but his presence alone has provided a sense of a spark for this Indiana Pacers ball club. Now, you look at their last 4 games this season. Tomorrow night, the Pacers will be on the road in Detroit to take on the Pistons, and that will be a very tough game because the Pistons were recently eliminated from postseason contention in the Eastern Conference, and this is a Stan Van Gundy-led team. They are not going to give up. Then on Sunday, the Pacers will host the Oklahoma City Thunder, which will once again be a tough contest. Then next week, they finish up at home with the Washington Wizards, and finally on tax day, they will be on the road to take on the Memphis Grizzlies. So this is going to be a very tough stretch for the Indiana Pacers. Now, you look at the Miami Heat, of course, technically they are the defending Eastern Conference champions, but obviously the landscape of that team has changed drastically from last summer to now since LeBron James went back to the Cleveland Cavaliers, and of course, power forward Chris Bosh has been lost for the season as a result of blood clots. Now, like the Pacers, the Heat are currently 35-43, and they are 1 game back, and they're led by head coach Eric Spoelstra. Now, a lot of people expected the play of Heat shooting guard Dwayne Wade to fall off this season, but in fact, he stepped it up, and once again, he is averaging over 20 points per game this season. Then you look at the acquisition that the Heat were able to make earlier this season in acquiring guard Goran Dragic from the Phoenix Suns, and in his time in South Beach, he has averaged nearly 17 points per game to go along with 5.5 assists. You also have small forward Luol Deng, who is averaging over 14 points and 5 boards, and Hassan Whiteside. This guy has been a sleeper for everybody this season, and for all of you fantasy buffs out there, you know that as well, as he is averaging nearly 10 rebounds per game to go along with 2.5 blocks and his 11 points. Now, Miami is coming off of a rough patch because they've had to play some very tough teams. You look at games against the San Antonio Spurs and the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they were the first game that the Indiana Pacers had with Paul George. And, of course, that game was at home at Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis for the Pacers. And Miami just simply ran into a rough patch. Now, you look at Miami, and coming down the stretch in ball games this season, they've had the inability to close out games. And you can look at about 4 or 5 games from that matter. And because of that, the Heat really shouldn't be in the situation that they are right now. But currently, that's where they stand. So you look at their final 4 games. Tonight, they host the Chicago Bulls, and that's going to be a tough one because the Bulls are trying to get some traction for themselves heading into the postseason. Then this Saturday night, the Heat will host the Toronto Raptors before they will host the Orlando Magic on Monday night, and then they finish up next Wednesday on the road versus the Philadelphia Sixers. And finally, a team that is hanging on by a thread would be the Charlotte Hornets. Now, the Hornets currently have a record of 33-45, and they are three games back of both the Celtics and the Nets in the Eastern Conference playoff race. Of course, the Hornets are led by head coach Steve Clifford and their leading scorer, Kemba Walker, who has missed a portion of the season with a knee injury. And of course, the big man, Al Jefferson, who has also missed time due to injuries. And that has really hampered what the Hornets have been able to do this season. Again, the Hornets were a playoff team last year, but right now it is looking really, really tough for them, because you figure there's no wiggle room for the Charlotte Hornets. They have to win out and they have to get some help. And you look at their last four games. Tomorrow night, they will be on the road to take on the Atlanta Hawks, and that will be a tough game because the Hawks are looking to win 60 games in the regular season for the first time in franchise history. Then this Sunday, the Hornets will be in Detroit to take on the Pistons, and like I said before, a Stan Van Gundy team, regardless of their postseason status or not, is not going to roll over and play dead for you. Then you look at next Monday, the Hornets will be at home to host the Houston Rockets, and then they finish up on the road on April 15th against the Toronto Raptors. So, for my money, I believe that the two teams that will get the last two playoff spots in the Eastern Conference, I believe it's going to be the Brooklyn Nets and the Miami Heat. I think the Nets get the seventh spot, while the Heat will sneak in there and get the eighth spot. Of course, there are many people out there that are nostalgic if the Heat get into the postseason, and they would love to see Miami play the Cleveland Cavaliers. Of course, you know the history of LeBron James, but I don't see that being the case. But I still see Miami getting to the postseason once more. It won't be pretty, but the bottom line is the Heat and the Nets will find themselves dancing when the NBA playoffs come around. Folks, as always, I want to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the upcoming NBA playoffs. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. You can always check me out on Facebook at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And be sure to like the page. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.